One in two of us will get cancer in our lifetime. It continues to be the biggest cause of death in Ireland every year. But early detection can make all the difference. And as part of their Your Health Matters campaign, the Irish Cancer Society is urging anyone with symptoms or concerns to get checked as quickly as possible. Well, to tell us more, we're joined now by Amy Nolan, Director of Clinical Affairs with the Irish Cancer Society. And Amy, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. I know there are over 200 different types of cancer, but what are the most common here in Ireland?
Morning, Sarah. The most common cancers are bowel cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and skin cancer. They are the top, what we would consider the top five most common cancers in Ireland. And actually, there's a lot that people can do to keep an eye on themselves and to prevent those cancers.
Yeah, because I know survival rates are certainly improving, but early detection is key, isn't it?
Really key. And our roadshows have been a testament to that because they have gone around to about 20 locations this year to shopping centres, engaged with many people passing and had opportunities to have those conversations about early detection and really encouraged patients or people, the general public, to attend their GP if they were concerned or to contact our cancer nurse support line. And we really, what the message that we really want to get out is that early detection is so important because if you identify something early, it means that the types of treatments may be less severe. So it may be that a lump might need to have surgery and then not necessarily to have chemotherapy, immunotherapy or radiotherapies. And so it does make a big difference to survival also.
It can be very difficult though, can't it, to get an appointment with the GP or even to get registered with the GP in some parts of the country. Do you think that might be causing a problem when it comes to people trying to get, you know, symptoms that they think, oh, it's not that serious and it's very difficult to get an appointment with my GP, so I'll just leave it?
And Sarah, this definitely came up when we were speaking with members of the public. 17% of people, it was more than 1 year since they had attended their GP. 41% of people had attended their GP up to 1 year and 6% didn't have a GP. So certainly, I know that there is a sense of when you go to a GP, it can be quite expensive and people think I'll need to have a list of things. If I'm going to go, I'll have a list. But really what we're trying to say to people is it's so important if you have any concerns at all, just to get them checked out. And if you're concerned, the GP will talk you through what is necessary. And it may be nothing. And that can be good to know as well, can be reassuring. But again, we do have an issue, I think, nationally with GPs. 6% didn't have a GP. And that can be because in urban areas, GPs are just full. And then in rural areas, there aren't enough GPs to serve the catchment area. So that is something to be concerned about.
Of course, that roadshow that you're talking about, the Irish Cancer Society roadshow that you ran last year, you're running it again this year. And that could be a route for people to get checked out if they can get as far as it, because they can get a free health check there. Is that right?
We have nurses there. So it's a pop-up centre nearly within the shopping centre. And then it means that nurses have props there like alcohol glasses. How much is a unit? You know, a pound of fat, what that looks like, what that feels like. So it just helps people to have conversations about how to reduce your weight, because there are ways in which you can prevent cancer, such as reducing your weight, reducing your alcohol intake, giving up smoking, increasing exercise, and being sun smart as well is really important, because they were some of the majority of symptoms people spoke to us about were about skin changes, weight loss, or changes in toileting habits. So bowel and urinary habits, they were the main things people spoke about. Our nurses can do a BMI check, which is the body mass index check, and also blood pressure checks. But really, the impact is the conversation around screening programs as well. So encouraging people to attend breast check if they're between 50 and 69, cervical check or bowel check. They're all screening programs that are in existence that are really good and really good at detecting cancers early. So we encourage people within those age cohorts and genders to attend those screening programs also.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us, Amy. That is Amy Nolan from the Irish Cancer Society. And if anything in that conversation there has sparked some questions for you, the Irish Cancer Society's free phone support line is 1800 200 700, or you can email supportline@irishcancer.ie.